It is that time again. It's time to thank you, the ice cream truck drivers. Thank you, ice cream truck drivers. These are the folks that head over to preachingfund.com. That is where they go to sign up to be ice cream truck drivers. Right now, I'd like to thank Scoop Cotta, Ice Blue Scoop, Dr. Scoop Little, Daniel Lozer, Lori Elsroth, Elkton Magic Scoop, and Bad Pirate Scoop. If you want to be an ice cream truck driver just like those fine folks, you can head over to preachingfund.com, sign up to be an ice cream truck driver, deliver that fucking ice cream straight to people's fucking ear holes, and who knows? The life you save may be your own. Or it could be mine. Who knows? Somebody save me.
Hey, Johnny, do you want to go to an ice cream social?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Great, let's go.
I was out with SJ last night. She's like, you want to have another drink or you want to go grab some dinner and head home? I need to grab dinner and head home. Because if I go on ice cream social really tired and or hungover, I can't read these fucking lists.
Time for Matt and Abby as ice cream social. Sitting across from me, the nearsighted Paul Madigan.
Across from me, the farsighted Matt Donnelly.
On the knobs and dials, Jacob the Blind Bat.
Oh, that guy. We're preaching fun.
Jacob.
Yes.
I need you to play Vegas Parking Weather and Production Meeting.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
Vegas Parking and Weather. No one does it better than...
Production Meeting. Where we talk about how sausage gets made.
ICS.
Vegas is a hospitality town.
Agreed.
We try to get out ahead of the latest trends.
Yes. Okay. Is this just you need a hug?
No.
A hospitable hug?
People, I'd say tens of thousands of people,
okay,
spent real money to watch Vikings Raiders this last weekend. Okay? This is not a sports story.
Okay.
The final score of that game was 3-0.
Yep.
Three. By the way, for those of you who aren't familiar with football, that's one score. That's one time a kicker kicked the ball through a giant.
And they
Gordon
didn't do that until the very end of the game.
It was 0-0 for the majority of the game.
Yes.
And as a home game, the home team lost.
Yeah.
And that's just simply unacceptable.
That's terrible.
That
is a poor entertainment product.
We live in a town where we have world-class entertainers around us at all times.
Yeah.
We should be able to hold an emergency concert. We should be able to have an emergency circus. We should be able to go above and beyond and give a 7-star experience to the people who come to our town
everybody,
to watch professional sports.
Everybody leaves at halftime.
Yeah.
A meeting is held.
Yeah.
And they say, hey, today is the first day since like 1986 that multiple games in the NFL were tied at 0-0 at halftime.
Yeah.
Guys, somebody call Green Day.
Exactly. Get them on the horn.
Yeah. Get Green Day in here now.
I know Celine's dealing with some back stuff, but she still has a mansion here in town.
Yeah.
Can she just come out and maybe just do like 4 numbers?
I am in agreement 100%. Let me tell you a little story about a town that doesn't have a lot else going on besides football.
Yeah, Pittsburgh ain't pulling out any emergency concerts anytime
Let
soon.
Let me tell you, the ire, the sadness, the absolute depression that is palpable in the air in this town as we finally tried to right the ship with firing an offensive coordinator who apparently wasn't doing any better or worse than anyone else could. We look at our schedule and we're like, okay, the next two teams we're going to play have only won 2 games in this entire season. The next two teams in a row have only won 2 games. Cakewalk time. No. Defeated soundly by both.
Yeah.
Now they've won 3 games.
In 5 days.
You gave up three days. Throwing 3 touchdowns is zappy.
Yeah.
It was a comedy of errors. For those of you I know,
but Paul, you know, Pittsburgh, yes, it is in the bloodstream, it's in the culture.
Yes.
People wear their colors you know, on purpose to weddings and funerals and other formal events.
It's inescapable out here. It is omnipresent.
Vegas people come here to enjoy themselves.
Agreed.
It's not about a culture. It's not bleeding silver and black in the streets.
Right. No.
People are spending $400
something dollars. If you bleed silver and black in the streets, get that checked out.
Was probably, there a halftime
it's
show?
It's going to be syphilis related.
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, there's always something.
They always have. They actually, you know, they have a house band here.
They have a house band. They often have like Lil Jon plays a lot of the half times at the Vegas
because he lives out here.
Like, yeah, he's just in Vegas anyway, so he just shows up and does like a little 5-minute set.
Maybe like you just have the Harlem Globetrotters on standby. Like, look, we'll just make sure some sports that should happen on purpose can happen on purpose. We basically have a scripted ball game.
We're gonna have the Savannah Bananas in the tunnel.
You know,
ready to come out.
You joke, but like, those bananas are the future of sports. That's where it's going.
We're crying. We're like, what? I drove all the way here from another state to just to watch this happen.
And we're like the people who are like, I flew from Minnesota.
And then, and then up. Is that the Harlem Globetrotter whistle I hear?
Thank God.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I want to have some crazy alley-oops. I'm going to leave here with a good feeling in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a depressing time. Nothing in the NFL is up to snuff
as a Las Vegas resident.
Yeah. Right.
That this was good money was thrown at this.
No. Sorry, everyone.
The funniest comment I saw was, this score is lower than most Knights games.
It is true.
I mean, I believe there was a Knights game that day that had a higher combined score.
Yeah, and hockey ain't the highest scoring game. So yeah.
No.
Yeah, no. It's a little sad. No, if you watched the dumb, it's just weird. Like, everybody's hurt. In the NFL.
There was a Knights game that day where the score was 5-4.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Both teams outscored the game, the football game.
And if
game
you swap them, you'd rather watch both. You'd rather watch a game, even like a football game that went 5-2, by the way. That would be either three safeties or some cool drop kicks.
You're
going to feel great
there.
At that game.
Well, we at least had points in our game, but we have a we have a substitute second stringer in there.
Yes.
Who on a, fourth and two just airs it the fuck out.
Anytime you're turning on.
That sounds great.
Just
tree
do
biscuits.
It to the fucking moon.
Don't you say bad things about Tree Biscuits, Paul.
I will. Oh, my God. He is a
don't
pariah.
Don't you talk poorly of Tree Biscuits.
Look, all meanwhile. I'm saying is if you found him dead in the street. There would be no tire screech marks in front of the body.
The whole deal with like, oh, that guy will never buy a drink in this town again. Tree Biscuits is buying his own drinks.
Oh, so he will never be served a drink in this town again. audible screaming boos every time walked on the field.
Tree Biscuits has to move back to whatever town he went to college in where he threw 1,000 touchdowns or something.
He and Mahomes. For some reason, their heads don't look right in their helmets.
Eh, that's true.
It's really weird. Tree Biscuit especially. When he puts that helmet on, you're like, that's not the same guy even.
So I just finished reading Tinderbox, the oral history of HBO.
Okay. Oh.
And in it, they refer, there's a lot of stuff on The Sopranos and the success of The Sopranos.
Yes.
Right? And every year, The Sopranos were about to debut a new season. The Italian leagues and all the other Italian organizations would basically write furious letters about what an abomination the Sopranos are to Italian culture.
Unbelievable.
Smash cut to Giants quarterback Tommy DeVito.
I saw this.
The fucking third string quarterback for the Giants. Who's literally shares a name with the actual Four Seasons Tommy DeVito.
Right.
Tommy DeVito's one of the Four Seasons.
No relation, I don't think.
I don't believe so.
No. Do you think he was named after him?
Maybe. They're like, this is the guy that was exiled to Vegas so the mafia wouldn't kill him.
Yeah.
Let's name our child after him.
So the witness protection program.
Yeah. So Tommy DeVito is lighting it up, and when he does, the entire crowd, there's cardboard cutouts. Of the thumb to fingers, Italian
salute. That's salute. Italian. Yeah,
yeah. That's amore.
Hey,
from Stranazzo.
It's a meme now. Yeah,
it's a meme. The crowd's doing it. He's doing it, right? Like Saquon Barkley's come off the field and doing the Italian salute to him, and he's doing it back. And there's cardboard cutouts of people doing it with a giant
hand.
And then you go on Twitter to celebrate, to feel a little celebratory action of Tommy DeVito. And it is fucking lousy with Sopranos memes. Just Sopranos gifs and Sopranos memes left and right.
Well, and I was like, his fucking agent, quote unquote.
Holy shit.
Is standing next to him on the ball field.
If you fucking hate, we talk about football to the highest degree. If you fucking hate whatever, who cares?
Right.
Yeah. This
right
character.
Quarterback Tommy DeVito's agent
is
into a search engine.
Character. It's better.
I'll tell you who he looks like. The John Wick movies.
Yes.
You remember the guy on the John Wick movies that shows up to clean up the bodies?
That is
exactly what Tommy DeVito's agent looks like. Yeah. He looks like he's going to show up and be like, hey, how you been? How are the kids? Oh, you need me to clean up these 8 dead bodies? That'll be $2,700.
He looked like he was going to like a Godfather theme party and stopped by a Halloween store and bought like the Mafia poster.
Right.
Yes.
He's sitting there with his fucking pinstripe suit over his black t-shirt with his matching fedora.
And he looks like he's telling a football player, go into the bathroom. There will be a gun taped behind the toilet.
Yeah.
Come out, shoot everybody, drop the gun, and walk. Don't run.
Yeah.
Walk out of the building.
And it cuts like to the DeVito family celebrating, because this guy still lives at home, by the way. This quarterback still lives with his parents. He's making $45,000a game, which is very low. For professional standards.
For the NFL.
For the NFL.
I mean, you know.
And also New Jersey's expensive.
It's hard to afford a good apartment, $45,000 a game, right? Yeah. That's tough.
No, but that's what he started getting for getting off the practice squad.
Yeah.
And getting
so he's only just made 45 started.
Grand. Yeah, he's made $45,000 a game for like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's probably moving out soon.
I would imagine.
Yeah. So his family's in there, and then you just have this guy who looks like he's a costume party person.
Right.
They're like all celebrating the stands, and you're like, who the fuck is that fucking guy from the costume store?
And is
celebrating with Tommy DeVito's dad?
Is he eating a cannoli? Where did he get a cannoli?
He's on his cell phone 24/7.
Those are delicious. I want a cannoli.
He might as well be taking pizza dough out of the pocket inside and tossing it around.
Yeah, he's got extreme Polly Walnuts energy. Yeah, like he's got a sleeve full of gabagool. It's just too much. It's too much.
Like I literally saw it when I first saw it. I thought like, oh, Eli Manning is dressed up behind him doing a bit for one of his shows or commercials. Like there must be some kind of comedy bit happening with him and Tommy DeVito. And they're like, no, that's his agent. And he's not like even like an old looking cell phone. Like his cell phone's got a big ass antenna.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a burner. It's like a big old crazy burner from the wire.
Either it's his agent or Tommy DeVito's friends with one of the greatest like performance artist there is.
Right.
The guy just fucking gonna own the bit.
It is
just to add to it.
It was very surreal is the word.
That agent, Gene Hackman.
the whole time.
Gene Hackman the entire time.
Would not surprise me.
I was laughing so hard at all of it. It was fucking crazy.
It's a hell of a show. It's a hell of a show. That was a pretty good game. That was actually a decent game.
We were being reminded, what was also trending, what was happening was Linsanity. Do you remember Linsanity?
Yeah.
So Jeremy Lin.
Uh-huh. Basketball player.
Basketball player. Played like 8 good games.
Right.
In a row. In basketball, you play 82 in a season.
Yeah.
He played like 8 good games in a row, and it was the greatest thing to happen in New York sports in like the last decade.
Yeah.
We just don't, if you're a New York sports fan, we just haven't had a lot going on to cheer for. And so Tommy DeVito's run
the best thing in New York basketball since Patrick Ewing.
Won 3 games. And so Linsanity started trending of like, it's fucking so miserable in New York that like a backup corner winning 3 games is like the greatest thing to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, man. There's been a lot of fucking terrible football this season.
There has been.
Oh,
yeah. It's a weird year.
That's why we have to step it up. We have to have the Globetrotters and Green Day.
And Green Day.
And Celine on standby.
Yep.
I mean, how fucking, think about it, though. Think about if we actually did this.
It'd be the greatest thing ever.
It would be huge news. Be like, the Raiders felt so bad for the quality of the game, they put on another fucking concert for everyone sitting there in the stands, and they got a free concert.
They're going to come back and play the second half at some point. I mean, fine. Whatever.
People would be like, holy shit, Las Vegas not fucking around.
Yeah.
So, crazy. Whatever happened, Jacob or Matt, you know, the guy that opened up the tiki place, the Golden Tiki.
What do you mean?
He's the same guy behind Evil Pie, right?
I think so.
Maybe.
By the way, shout out to Man vs. Food host Casey Webb.
Yeah.
Who recently got his own Shrunken Head tribute over
there. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they're doing okay, but I just remember him talking up that he was going to open up a pizza restaurant with animatronics. And this was years ago.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it was going to be like, and I mean, like, this is a big thing
Golden
right
Tiki
now.
And Evil Pie are both Vegas places.
Speaking of mafioso shit, Paul sounds like he's collecting a debt right now. I thought someone was going to open up a motherfucking pizza place.
With animatronics. Well, it's
and
a
I
real.
I don't see a fucking singing
it's a
rat
real
anywhere
problem
in this place.
Because Chuck E. Cheese just shut down their last animatronic shows.
Oh.
They're breaking apart those old robots, and they're done. And it's heartbreaking. And I'm just saying, what an easy solution for the Raiders to build some giant animatronics they can wheel out anytime stuff's going to shit.
Oh,
people
there
would
we
love
go.
Dancing robots, and then you're not Pasquale. Paying Green Day money. Oh, I mean, the Giants need a fucking animatronic. That'd be amazing. A giant fucking, animatronic arm.
It's for the rest of the season, it's fucking San Gennaro Fest at the rest of the fucking Giants games. That's what's fucking going on down there.
Give me a nice sausage.
That would be too much. But I feel like, and maybe this is our time to shine, guys. Is this our entrepreneurial moment? There is a animatronic pizza place void that needs to be filled.
Well, if there's three guys who know how to build robots and make pizza, it's the three of us.
That's right.
All you got to do is stick robots on a fucking Little Caesars. You're good to go.
Searches DeVry Institute for robot building
courses. How hard could it be? The robot stuff is pretty tricky. But not that tricky.
Robots pretty much build themselves.
But
okay,
that technology is 50 years old now.
There's a guest we've had on this show who's right now stuck doing his off-Broadway show.
Yeah.
Who should absolutely do exactly what you're talking about, Paul. And his name is Mario the Maker Magician.
Mario.
You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's killing it right now.
Mario opened a signature restaurant. His name is Mario.
Yeah.
We've had Mario on this show?
We've had him on here, didn't we?
Yeah.
He's, I don't think we did.
Yes, he Skyped in. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm conflating this show and Piff's show and Piff's live video show that we did over COVID. Like, I can't
he'd
keep up with who's
a,
done what.
He'd done a little shout out to Mystery Science
he
Theater
has
on their
all
previous
three of the things you just described.
On their previous thing.
Because I noticed I bought his robot kit when he came on our.
Yeah.
Thing. Oh, that's right. That's
and,
okay.
And
yeah,
it
yeah.
It was way
yeah.
too
yeah.
hard for me to do.
Yes. Yeah. It was the robot that had like the disappearing coin.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember him on this one. Yep.
Yeah.
So I can't even make that. So I don't think I'm going to make the one that Paul needs for his thing.
Weird. I mean, Aaron Fichter's still kicking it. Crazy as it gets.
I think
sometimes.
a brand new concept of whatever Mario wants to do.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, if you had magic robots and pizza.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you this right now, Paul. When I was doing shows with CeeLo Green, they had the Rocket Fire Explosion band as part of the tour and as part of that. There was one guy that could work on those robots, and if he wasn't around to fix them, they just didn't get fixed.
Oh, yeah.
Because no one else understood anything about how those things work.
Right.
It is 50-year-old technology, but it's also 50-year-old technology.
It's very specific. Yes, that's true, too. I had a weird opportunity during that show. I missed my chance to drive those fuckers back to Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
After the show, but I just couldn't swing it. Right. It was going to be a cross-country.
I also missed my chance to drive those robots to Florida as well.
Yeah.
I phrase it differently.
Yeah, well,
then I missed my chance.
I mean, you wouldn't. Yeah, going to Aaron Fichter's crazed laboratory would not be the same experience for you as it would for me.
Yeah. I dodged that bullet.
No one even called me, if you're wondering. No one called. I went to go do an event with Brian Brushwood this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Nice.
How'd that go?
Very well. Very well.
Speaking of magic robots.
Right. And then
Brian Brushwood's a magic robot.
That's true. And as I landed in Austin, Texas, I had found out that my uncle.
Yes.
Passed away.
Sorry to
grandfather,
hear that.
Long dead.
Yeah. Not getting any better.
No. But my uncle passed away, and one of the places he lived was Martha's Vineyard, and so that's where he would like to be buried. So he's
going
to be buried in Martha's Vineyard. And so I was talking to my dad, you know, about making it out there for the funeral, and I told my dad, "Good news, Dad. I can get out there for the funeral. I think I can get out there for free."
Oh,
and he said, "Why is that?" I said, "Because I found out that the funeral was in Martha's Vineyard while I was in Texas. And all I have to do is tell the governor I'm an illegal immigrant and he'll send me there for free."
It's true.
And then my dad said, "Well, then I'm going to tell your older brother to get over to Texas because he's trying to figure out how he's going to get there too."
Yeah.
And I said, just don't tell them that we're actually brothers, because then they'll make us fly in separate buses.
Fly in separate buses.
Separate the family.
They'll want to separate us and make sure that we don't arrive together.
Oh, I mean, this is a great bit. Has anyone been doing the bit where you just write to the governor of Texas and be like, "Send me to Martha's Vineyard.
Send me to Martha's Vineyard. I am also illegal immigrant here."
Yeah.
Pollution in your town.
That's right.
Please send me to Martha's
Vineyard. Is this going to be
the
new trend?
I'm going to sell drugs in Texas if you don't send me to Martha's Vineyard.
TikTok hashtag deportation vacation.
Right. There you go.
Hack. Yeah. Life hack.
I like this a lot.
Go to Florida or Texas.
Yeah.
Tell them you're a legal immigrant. You'll either go to New York City, Martha's Vineyard, or Canada.
Yeah.
Well, if you're already
someone go to D.C.
It really only works if you're already living there and you want a vacation.
right.
But I mean, I'll get myself to Texas, and you just get me the rest of the way to Martha's Vineyard.
That's it.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a cheaper ticket to get me to Texas than it is to get me to Martha's Vineyard.
Yes, buses over planes, but you know,
I didn't think about that.
I think they did a plane.
Location, yeah. Location,
one,
location.
One of those fucking fuck wallets did a, I think, like, chartered a plane.
Yeah.
And sent people that were in the U.S.
It's getting,
I guess, illegally.
Really?
But it was also questionable, like, whether they were even in the U.S. illegally or if they had come through the, like, asylum channels or something.
Yeah. The idea that.
Yeah, somebody, like, chartered a plane and sent them to, you know, like, I don't know, John Kerry's house.
The idea, like, the idea that you're dealing with a real problem, and that is the border problem is a real problem.
Sure.
The idea that you want to just simply score political points with your base rather than actually try to solve the problem is
to just say
gross.
Like, here is the problem. Here are some of the reasons that it's a problem. It's a humanitarian problem.
Yeah.
It's a population problem. It's, you know, just how do you deal with the paperwork and everything of just bringing people into the country en masse.
Yeah,
I guess that's a problem. I don't really understand why that's a problem. Just like whatever.
Yeah,
I'm becoming more and more of an open border person.
It is. It's tough. I on its face, I do. There actually are a lot. There are a lot of studies and stuff that back up, like, more open borders actually do work out totally fine.
And I mean, like, open borders, the way that the U.S. used to do it with, like, Ellis Island.
Yeah.
You'd come in, you would register, like, you'd say, like, I'm Jacob Smith. I'm coming into the United States, and here I am. This is what I'm going to be doing, and then you're in.
I think there's. I'm definitely like I think a lot of our problems get solved with more. We've curtailed more legal immigration. We've really minimalized legal immigration,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a huge mistake. I think
I agree.
We talk about these labor shortages and these jobs that people don't want to do.
Yeah,
and those jobs are all wage jobs where people pay into Social Security and pay into all kinds of things by taking a wage job.
Yeah,
like I just feel like we're really being idiotic about legal immigration. And another thing, the thing that we're not saying,
we fixed that.
The thing that we're not talking about, which is the fucking abortion case that just came up in Texas, which is atrocious.
Oh, that's horrible.
The idea if we think this isn't about fucking equal rights, the idea that this woman had to fucking subject herself to multiple court cases when she qualified for the very exception that was laid out,
right?
This fucking horrible abortion law.
And then the Texas Attorney General, who's just trying to score political points, he is only trying to get elected into a higher office.
Yep.
Fights back, goes to Texas Supreme Court and says, no, she can't do it here.
And like, that
and
guy,
now she's finally just throwing her hands up in the air, you know, and said, okay, fine, I'm going to leave Texas and I'll go get my health care somewhere else.
Again, this isn't about picking on people who are more impoverished who couldn't afford to go out of the city,
right?
Go out of the state to get their shit done. It's just a big middle finger to poor people.
That's right.
Fucking guy.
Yes.
I hesitate to talk shit about people's appearance. However,
okay,
if you've seen this motherfucker, have you seen this fucking
Abbott?
Yeah.
No, that's the governor.
No, the fucking.
You're talking about the attorney general.
Yeah. No, the guy who fucking engineered this shit. What's his fucking name? I think it is Abbott.
Greg Abbott. Yeah. Greg Abbott's the Texas governor.
Let me fucking find his guy's name so I get it right.
I like that. You're getting fired up to make fun of someone's appearance. We're like, who are you talking about?
Yeah. Ken Paxton.
I think it's Ken Paxton.
Ken Paxton is the Attorney General of Texas.
That's who I think it is. Let me double check that I got my Monsters of Rock here correct.
I mean, he's a
Ken Paxton looks like he'd be like a yeah, Donald Trump stand-in.
This is the one.
Yeah.
No. He's got like fucking half of his head. He's a literal monster. He looks like a monster from your nightmares. How did
well,
this?
He is a fucking monster.
He is, and it's just disgusting. Sometimes
what was your point about Ken Paxton?
My point is sometimes evil puts itself out there in a physical sense, and if you can't see evil staring you in the goddamn face, sometimes figure it the fuck out.
What I don't get is that if you're being at all savvy, you actually want this abortion approved.
Yes.
Because you want to publicize. Hey,
there are exceptions. See,
how reasonable we are.
Yeah. When you're fucking
precisely
making a human being subject themselves to the legal system for medical procedures.
Right.
That are
only say from my own experience.
If you want to fucking taunt your righteousness, you fucking let the person get that goddamn abortion.
Yeah.
Going down this path to get surgery, which is not done by a long shot. You know, I still got 3 months before I can get this shit fixed, and it's been a long haul.
Right. Plus, you're getting a lot of robotic upgrades, aren't you?
Yeah, but there's no reason that these kinds of draconian laws won't eventually trickle their way down into all kinds of quote-unquote elective surgeries or elective procedures. Right? Who's to say? No one can tell what kind of pain I'm in externally. Right. You can look at the x-ray. And by the way, the x-ray results came back from my hip thing. Total joint collapse.
Ah!
Bone spurs are now growing in the joint, as well as thickening of the bone around the area where it's just rubbing all the time.
Yeah.
So it's
fucking you talking right now is fucking thickening my bone.
That's a thick bone.
Awful. The whole thing is fucking terrible. But like, again, were I a wealthy man, this procedure would have been done a year ago, maybe earlier.
But done. That's the thing.
And that's exactly like you guys said, these laws all are just damning poor people.
But I mean, that's the sad thing too, is compared to, what is it, like 90-95% of the world, you are a wealthy man.
Right.
Compared to the vast majority of the population on this planet, you are a wealthy person.
Exactly.
And you're still not wealthy enough to make this happen.
No.
You're wealthier than virtually everyone else on the planet.
Yeah.
Eventually, what Paul's saying is, eventually you walk in, you'll go, I want this Lex procedure, and they're going to go, I don't know. And then you're going to show your penis. And they're like, oh, you have a penis. Go right ahead. Help yourself.
Maybe.
We're here to
go ahead and keep that penis out. You're going to need to show it again.
Maybe. Yeah. You're probably going to have some kind of penis passport.
Don't put it away yet.
You're going to have some kind of official penis passport. It's like, was that your birth penis? Is that your original penis? Did you have that added later?
I mean, I've had some cybernetics installed.
Right? It's fucking
gross. It plays mariachi music now.
By the way, Birth Penis is one of the best avant-garde jazz bands I've ever heard.
Oh, they're so good.
They're very good.
They used to open for Thelonious Monk back when he had an opener. I thought you also opened for Thelonious Monk.
They do a great In the Mood. It's true.
That's right. And that is the following sponsor.
Sleaze the Day. Inspirational pornography from, I got a scoop name around here somewhere, presents the sponsor, Sleaze the Day. Inspirational pornography.
Hey, how you doing there? My name is Gross Pornographer. And I'm here to tell you, you can find inspiration in a lot of these fuck films. Huh? We got a whole bunch of them. We call them Sleaze the Day. Sleaze Pornographer presents Sleaze the Day. Our first feature is called Inspiration. And the slogan underneath of it says, jizz, jizz, jizz. Jizz on your fucking face and tits.
Subtle.
Yeah, it's inspirational, right?
Yeah. So am I like downloading an app, or is this like a...
don't worry about it. So...
How do I get to what you're talking
about? How do you get it?
Yeah.
Go on the web. So our second one is called Perseverance. Huh?
Oh, okay.
Perseverance. And the tagline is, buckets of cum shared on ebony skin. So, you get it, right? You're inspired?
I think I absolutely understand what you just said, yes.
Great. If, you know, they're inspirational posters.
No, they're posters.
Yeah, did I not make that clear? Like they're also movies. They're also movies, but we're selling posters too.
Yeah. Oh, like movie posters.
Yeah. Leadership. Leadership. Subtitle. First one in the ass, that's the winner.
And her haste.
Come. Buckets of that
come,
shit.
Come,
Yeah, weird
Sleaze
office to walk
the day,
into.
Huh?
For you.
Yes, I need to get this notarized. What is happening here?
How funny would it be?
We're a notary over here.
That's actually something one of our former guests, what's her name, who came up with the racist crayons? The
Alice.
offensive oh, yeah, crayons. Yeah. Not racist Alice, crayons. Yeah, yeah. Alice and her offensive crayons.
Yes.
We should do offensive motivational posters where it's just straight up motivational posters, but with Brazzers screenshots.
I really do think it'd be funny to have like those.
Those would be really funny in an office, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like
there's just the poster is just a torso and dick of a naked man. It's just like you can't see the head. So yeah. It's like, neck to, you know, just below the peen.
Yeah.
There. The naked man is, of course, aroused. And then there's a cat with their claws just buried in the chest of the naked man, just hanging there.
And that's just hanging
there. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or like Eiffel Tower happening.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yep.
All male, just gay Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, with it says engineering. Marvels can occur. Or something like that.
I had my own joke for that thing.
You had a joke. What was your joke? What was yours?
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Oh, that's even better.
Teamwork makes the dream work on a full gay Eiffel Tower making the letter A.
Yeah. We should look up some of those inspirational posters. See what all there are, because I know there's leadership, perseverance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or that could even be, Matt's idea could even be a travel poster.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Canada, eh?
Yeah. Yeah,
that
could be.
With the A as
yeah,
just
the key, there you
guys.
Go.
But motivational porn posters.
Believe and achieve. And then
there's
the A
something,
could just
there's
be the
something
guys.
There. There's something there.
Yeah. All right, I'll schedule a photo shoot.
Hmm? Yeah.
Are you guys
there with a cat clawed to a torso is really funny.
Yeah.
Are you guys all ready for Christmas with your shopping?
Not at all.
Not even
not
a little.
Fucking all. Oh, I have like one gift purchase.
I get my stuff done way early.
A joke gift that I got for SJ has arrived at the house. That is the end of the list of gifts
hilarious.
That I've gotten so far.
Well, then I'm...
I've ordered other gifts, but like they're not in yet, and I don't know when they're going to be in. Blah, I don't know.
I'm in...
You got a little trickier with boys now.
I mean, I doubt after the porn ad you're listening with your child, but I'm in Elf on the Shelf hell right now.
Oh, no. Are you playing into that game?
I have been for years now.
Shame, shame, shame. Although I do see all the TikToks.
Shame. What do you mean shame?
Honestly, it's awful, and it encourages the fucking Big Brother spy world that we're living in. But whatever.
Does it, though?
Yeah, it just gets kids used to fucking cameras on them at all times.
You don't think the cameras everywhere gets them used to the cameras?
Well,
I think
too.
Raising them religiously makes that complex
agreed,
much harder.
Agreed. I just feel like, I feel like Elf on the Shelf ties into that shit. But
anything, it hides into the opposite of surveillance. They move unsurveilled.
They move without surveillance. Yeah, nobody can see the Elf on the Shelf move. So
we don't use the elves as guilt points.
You don't do the you don't do the whole like the elf is here spying on you for Santa Claus.
No.
Does the elf do malicious shit?
They do silly shit.
They do silly shit. I've seen them do malicious shit online now with people. The elves are drawing on children as they sleep.
Those are weird parents,
right?
We don't do that.
Okay, good.
You know, I found a big box. I put them in like I had them have a private little office party. It was like my own little scene from Severance.
Yeah,
cute.
I just had them all.
That's fun.
Well, because here's the thing. Okay, so first of all, my mother-in-law unloaded her elves on us. Right, so we used to have one elf.
Oh.
And then she had three, like, porcelain elves that we used to call on FaceTime, and they would be moving around her house whenever we FaceTimed. And so she, smart as hell, showed up at our house one year and was like, oh, they snuck into my bags. And we're like, you motherfucker. So now we have to move fucking four elves every night.
Yeah. That was the day that Matt's kids learned the word cunt.
Then across the street, there's a kid with his elf. Okay. And his elf will move during the day. Like, he'll go across the street and hang with us.
Daywalker!
And they'll go, I'm like, oh, our elf moved through the day.
It's like, a daywalker elf!
We're like, the fuck?
Yeah.
We already moved these things once a fucking night.
Yeah.
That's when you're, like, going across the street and huff. Be like, I got to talk to you about how you're raising your kids.
Do not.
All right, it's probably a little too late.
Do not do shit.
It's probably a little too late this year, Matt. But I encourage you next year. To make a whole scenario where the elf starts cutting out pictures of you in all of your family photos.
Yeah.
And eventually the boys realize the elf is trying to replace you as their father.
yeah. Who's your real dad?
Right.
They'll start that campaign. Yeah. A smear campaign. I was actually hoping that the writer strike and the actor strike would keep going and that the elves could just not participate in solidarity.
You could just set up like a little picket line.
We're not doing shit until the unions fucking figure out how to treat
their
artists.
Is a member of SAG-AFTRA, right?
Yep. He's a member of the Screenwriters Lollipop Guild. All right, how about this? There is a person laid out on the floor, maybe like a big shag carpet or like a big bearskin rug, just fully nude, with just a line of people there next to them, and it's clearly just set up to be a gangbang. And just at the top, it just says commitment.
Yeah,
I saw some really good
Elf on the Shelf porn pictures that are just
adult Elf on the Shelf things exist and they are really funny. One was a sink filled with suds, and it's an Elf on the Shelf with a bunch of naked Barbies in the sink.
Great.
I saw this one today, which got me good. It had a Barbie bent over a little toy couch, her hair all crazy. You couldn't see her face. She's got a little blue dress on. The elf is there with what appears to be some Christmas tree garland, little red balls.
Yeah.
And he's basically pulling them like Benoit beads out of her ass.
Oh my God. I was going to take a picture of us at the doctor's office. I took my kid to a doctor's office and they had like Disney pictures all over. And uh-huh. You know, they have what they call cells. Where it's like,
oh, actual, like an animation cell.
Yeah. In an animation with a clear background kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it showed the mice from Cinderella.
Uh-huh.
Straight up pulling beads like from pearls.
Yeah.
And it looked like it was fucking three pearls deep. The mouse was pulling pearls right out of the ass of the other mouse.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a doctor's, this is a children's doctor's office.
This is,
there's no way every adult doesn't see the same thing I'm seeing right now. This is not a Rorschach test.
No.
This is a fucking anal bead.
Disney snuck in some shit.
Matt, I got bad news for you.
What's that?
Every adult is not seeing that.
No.
No. Yeah. I'm with Matt.
We're just fucked. No. I see it too. My point is not that that's not what it looks like. My point is that we are damaged people. So that's what we see.
You may have a point. You may have a point. But I think you're right.
So when the doc came in, I was like, what's, you know, he was a pulmonologist. So he was asking about his breathing. I said, what about prostate health? Where do you stand on? And I just pointed to the cell.
And he straight up was like, flared base.
I'm asking for my son's
flared base.
Yeah. I'm asking for my son's dad. Friend.
Strings fall apart all the time.
Yeah.
You want a flared base.
Yep.
Yeah, you don't want to do. You don't want the Benoit balls that are like connected to a string. You want it where they're on like the on the rod and it's a single piece.
Yeah,
you don't want shit that can just break off easily.
No.
Can I?
I'm talking from experience here, people.
Can I show you this octopus tentacle over
there? I'll tell you who else loves octopus tentacles, and that is the following sponsor.
Today's show, Matt and Manley's Ice Cream Social, is brought to you by Wacky Walter's Wiener World from Dead Lazio. Or Dead Laszlo. Dead Laszlo. Wacky Walter's Wiener World.
Well, hello, children. Welcome to Wacky Walter's Wiener World. Hungry for a wacky wiener? Well, you're in luck, because I got them. Basically, they're just hot dogs dipped in different bullshit. I got a peanut butter hot dog. I got one that's in red hot candies. I got one that's dipped in a bunch of peanut butter. I got one that's made out of glass. I got one that you can throw against the wall. I got one you dip in peanut butter. How crazy is that? I got this one hot dog with nothing. It's just ketchup. No bun, just ketchup. I got another one that's all mustard. I got one you dip in peanut butter. How about the wackiness, huh? The wackiness never stops with my wacky wieners. Yeah, it's a bunch of crazy. Who would have thought? Who would have thought that these hot dogs could be so wacky. This one over here is dipped in honey. Huh? Wacky. Actually tastes pretty good. This one over here dipped in peanut butter. What? Crazy. That's wacky. I will admit, most of them are just dipped in peanut butter.
Enter Hate Scoops and check out. So there.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I lost this week in our Scoop Fantasy Football League.
Oh.
To Sweet D, Maddie.
Mm.
Which is Matt Doherty's team.
Okay.
I don't know if he changed his name to that or whether he's telling me I have a Sweet D.
Could be both.
One does not rule out the other. Yeah. Does not rule out the other. Yeah. All right, Jacob.
Yes.
Did we receive any audio?
We have. We do have some audio.
Sweet.
Audio Scoop mail.
We have some audio mail here. Let me see here.
Audio scoop mail. Audio scoop mail. Zippity doo. I got mail in my ears.
I love it.
This is from someone.
Hey, is this Pollen Pollingley's Nacho Disco? I got a food order for you guys. Which one of you guys is Jacob? Jacob? Okay.
That's me.
I got a viscous chicken salad here for you.
Just, thank you.
Just and
Paul? Paul, is there a Paul here?
That's me.
Oh, hey. Yeah, how you doing? I got a Spaghetti by the Fistful. If you just want to hold out your hand.
That's good. I'm the game.
Is that a real bird?
It's a mouse.
Matt, I think.
I got.
Is that me?
No, it's on there.
Wet breadsticks.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I think this is the wrong order for you folks. Did you even order this stuff? I don't know. Anyway, just out of curiosity, what do you do if you have a leaky copper pipe? You seem like you're technical folks and you know what you're doing. I just have a bit of a leak, and do I use like epoxy resin or anyway? I'll leave you to your viscous chicken stuff. You might want to catch that or not. Anyway, you folks have a wonderful evening, and I'll just get myself out. It's not very disco in here. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah.
Anyway, bye.
I'm realizing right now that there's not a way for me to tell who sent the scoop mail after I have just opened the thing.
Oh, okay, because once you open it, it just goes to like a...
Well, it goes to the thing, and so I didn't keep it on the other page. That's why I don't know who sent that, but there you go.
That was really funny.
We got performance art.
I love that it was full of seagulls.
Sound effects.
Yes.
Yeah. Here's another one from Captain James T. Scoop.
Hey, guys. James T. Scoop here. I really don't want to go home to my kids right now, so I decided to pull over on the side of the road and make scoop mail.
Yay!
So let's see if I hear this in a couple of days. Before I get into my story, I just wanted to say shout out and thank you to Matt. I texted him over the summer when I was in Vegas with my friend, and he got me VIP tickets to the Fullest taping, which was awesome, and it made me look really cool to my friend, who apparently is a huge Penn & Teller fan. I had no idea, and I've known the woman my whole life. She's like my cousin, for Christ's sake. But and then I work with, you know, middle-aged white dudes, and I told them, oh, you know, I have a mutual friend with Penn Jillette, and he got me VIP tickets, and they thought that was very impressive. So,
there you go.
Thank you. I got bonus points with my friend and at work.
We are very impressive to middle-aged white dudes.
Okay, so I'm calling about buying Christmas presents for your kid.
Okay.
Especially when they're supposed to be Santa presents. Which, by the way, I feel weird with the whole Santa thing now that I've, like, officially come out to, like, my children as, you know, atheists. That, you know, I've left religion and all that. Now I'm like, okay, but what's the Santa thing? I don't know. Whatever. That's a different scoop mail.
Can we pause it?
So yeah. We've got...
Okay, so I, as an atheist who does the Santa thing, too, kids don't tend to regret believing in Santa.
No.
People tend to regret being part of religion. And the truth is...
One is much higher stakes.
And the truth is, like, my kids drop hints all the time that they kind of are onto stuff, but they don't want it to end.
Of course.
Right? And so... What they do with their other friends who are doing it is they have basically discourse kind of about magic and tales and rules, and they're basically creating these kind of worlds. And it's really almost no different than, like, writing a story or sci-fi building or that kind of thing like that, because there is going to be an end, unlike religion, you know? And that's the thing about what I think about faith-based beliefs in general is there's actually a lot of beauty and poetry to them, which is what makes them so attractive in the first place. And so there is kind of like an engaging thought, like when you do kind of really cool, kind of fluid artistic, like meditation exercises and things like that. Like, you can go off on these places where you're exploring your brain's capacity for creativity and imagination and things like that. And so I don't think you need to be that hard on yourself. I don't think when they're adults, they're like, why did you let me believe that fucking holiday myth?
Yeah.
Versus, you know, say they got molested as altar boys, they might have a different story about that.
What would that story be?
So, anyways, that's
just
my take.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Kiddos, Spock and I, 15, 8, and 4. I know, huge, insane difference.
No one's judging here.
Anyway, again, that's a whole other scoop mail. But my 8-year-old is turning into quite the nerd, like Spock and myself, which is awesome. And right now he is in what he calls his Godzilla era, except he is very particular and he calls it Gojira. I can't do it,
Gojira.
But he tries to say it the way the Japanese Gojira. People in the movies say it. He's obsessed. And what he has asked Santa for, so he already had a Santa list, mind you, a Santa list that I could handle. And then suddenly a week ago, he tells me, you know what? I've actually changed that. And I'm going to write a letter to Santa, and I want a Godzilla 1998 toy. And did you know, in the 1998 movie, his name is Zilla? And he's just, like, going on and on and on. And I'm like, okay, why do you want...
Wait, is the 1998 Godzilla one the one where Puff Daddy did the theme for it?
I do believe that's the American version. That sounds like the American version. I think that's when that happened.
And I think Matthew Broderick was in the movie.
And Godzilla's a female and very different.
And
that's why they called it Zilla, because it's not really Godzilla.
Oh, it's just, it's fully, it's like similar to the other movies, but not really with it. It's I gotcha.
I think it's out even outside of Godzilla, can for a lot of people.
Godzilla 1998 toy. And he's like, well, everybody knows it was the worst American Godzilla.
Right.
And so I need to remake the movie. And in order to remake the movie, I need a Godzilla 1998 toy.
Smart.
And the elves can make it because the elves make the toys. So it should be easy to find.
See? Like, he's like, sign going he's off on the ship.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, it's on the one hand. I love that he's such a nerd. I love that he's like getting in the weeds on all this Godzilla stuff and he wants to redo it the right way. Right. Yeah. Like, and he's, he wants to be a filmmaker. That's like his dream right now. And I really encourage that.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
But how the fuck am I supposed to find a Godzilla 1998 toy that's like, that I can get in 2 weeks?
eBay.
That's not like close to $100 on
eBay.
Well,
that I can't help
you. So today I tried like subtly on the way home from school being like, well, what if the elves, like, can't find the materials? Like, you know, 1998 was so long ago. Yeah. What if they need to make you, like, a paper Godzilla? And then that's when I got the whole spiel about, Mom, don't you know?
Don't be ridiculous, Mom.
The elves could do anything they want. So, I guess, I don't know. I don't really have a question. Just a silly story that, you know. But what's, Matt, have your kids ever asked you for anything absolutely outrageous that you just didn't know how you were gonna fulfill that request? And then Paul, I just thought, you know, you'd think it was funny because my kid is he's a mini Paul. He's a mini me. I mean, that's basically, I have, you know, my desk at work, I'm slowly gathering a toy collection. I have like a Tremors monster. I have a little Elvira, a Jason. I think I have a Mike Myers snow globe.
Yeah.
Oh, I have like my little Captain Kirk. Anyway, so I love it. I love that he's a nerd, but also super frustrating that he wants these like ultra specific toys. And if he's only 8, like it's just going to get worse.
Well,
so I guess I kind of did it to myself. But
that's encouraging.
Anyway, though. Merry Christmas. This was fun. And yeah, I don't know. How do I end this? Okay. Yeah. Fuck me in the face.
Thank you, James T. Scoop.
Good news, Captain James T. Scoop. I did a Google search for Godzilla 1998 toy, and I found a $20 Godzilla toy on eBay for $20. It's $20. 1998 Godzilla, and it even has a little remote control, so he can like run it around.
Wow!
Yeah,
yeah. There's definitely going to be some eBay solutions because that was not a popular film, and the merchandise is not super hot for that one. I was going to recommend, I've got this wonderful coin bank that has Godzilla popping up and takes your coin and just as an additional little treat. It's like a $20 coin bank and it is awesome. Look up Godzilla coin bank on Amazon. You can get that delivered ASAP. And I think he just liked to have that probably on his desk or something. As a reminder, because it's got the great sound effects and the scream and everything.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so that's really cool. And there's different versions.
I haven't seen the new Godzilla movie yet. Have you seen the new Godzilla movie yet?
I haven't, and it's terrible because I'm hearing nothing but wonderful things about it.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really, really good. I mean, Shin Godzilla was amazing.
Terrible, but I haven't seen it. It's terrible is what you said.
It's terrible that I haven't seen it yet is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But Shin Godzilla was amazing, and this one's supposed to be even better, which just floors me. So yeah, I've got to see Godzilla Minus One.
I am a sucker for those monster movies.
Yeah.
Like I just love them.
I never got into them, but I will for you guys. Okay,
thank you.
That's my Christmas present to you. So I'll watch that film.
Perfect. What about you, Matt? Did you have gifts that the kids were like, oh, I?
So we foresaw that problem coming ahead of time. So we said, you make a Christmas list. We'll get you some stuff. You know, your grandmother will get you some stuff. Yeah. Your aunt and uncle will get you some stuff. Santa will get you a couple presents too. We don't say that all the presents come from Santa.
Right. That's what we always had. We always had like, here are the Santa gifts over here, and here are the gifts from parents and grandparents and everything. Yep. And two things would be from Santa.
Kids are not, you know, giving up the ghost, so to speak, is that like they don't remember which gifts came from Santa and which gifts came from us.
Right.
They just want to make sure they just know that by believing they get a couple extra gifts. There you go. They're fucking into
smart. They know the game.
Okay, you have a chance to. One, say that the elves like this other fucking really kick-ass fucking monster thing. And be like, you may want this 1980 Godzilla, but check out this toy. We thought you'd really love it. It's fucking awesome. So you find some cool-ass toy with all the bells and whistles.
Oh, there you go.
This is what you should be playing with.
And you can have like a note from Santa in there with the toy.
Yeah.
Just saying all that. Yeah, I like that.
Also, they sell really affordable cameras now for kids to experiment with making films.
That's true.
So what you have is an opportunity to be like, hey, before I get you this 1998 Godzilla thing so you can make movies, I want you to practice making movies. And they have really affordable cameras that come with their own like little SD cards and shit like that. Yeah. And you can actually have them get into filmmaking.
Oh, and if you have a Mac computer already, Macs come with the little iMovie software right there in there.
Yes.
So you got free movie software if you already have a Mac computer.
Yeah.
So you got free movie software. The kiddo can start playing around with that a little bit with the new camera.
Yeah. And those kinds of things. So you can have the elves be like, hey, you think you want this? I'll tell you what, here's something better. If you really want to make filmmaking, let's see you make some films with this.
Yeah.
And then we'll look at this 1998 Godzilla down the road, so to speak.
Well, I said, like,
I think those are the two ways to go.
Super happy that this 8-year-old is that into very specific niche nerd culture stuff, because that means NECA is going to still be creating very niche action figures well into my 80s. So that's good.
True.
Yeah.
Option C. There's no such thing as elf. Stop asking me for bullshit. Yeah. You know, you can just do that. Just lay it out.
Here's some cash. Here's $12. Knock yourself out.
It's tough. I actually feel very lucky. My kids have never been into something that was impossible to get.
Oh, that's good.
They usually like some pretty mainstream shit. Or my youngest actually doesn't even ask for that much at all. Like, he has a tough time making a list, which I was like, this is great.
Yeah. This is ideal.
Yeah. So.
Because he gives you like two or three things.
Right.
Perfect.
Yeah. And it's like, and he gets it by like walking through Target and be like, oh yeah, this. And you're like, great. Because we just went through Target. And now I know where they are.
Yeah.
So it's good.
And it's affordable.
I do want to take my kids down to the, what's your buddy's toy store, Paul?
Brad's Toys. Well, not Brad's Toys. There's Rogue Toys.
Brad's Toys down the street from me.
Yeah. And then Rogue Toys is the one where I went to trade in all my stuff. And then that's the one that's next. Rogue Toys is right next to Ralph's spot now. They've got a smaller location right next to Ralph's. But there's the one downtown, too, which is really, really cool. There's a couple of locations. Yeah.
What about just going down there and getting a couple of things for their wish list, and that can be the Santa gift or whatever.
That'd be fun. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
They got decent prices.
They got decent prices, honestly. Like, most of their stuff is like $5 more than you'd spend.
But I'm supporting a small store.
Yeah, you're absolutely supporting a small store, and you're not doing any shipping, and it's, you know, the item you want in hand. They got some decent deals on some old shit too. They got some really old toys in there.
All right.
Which is cool. Yeah. Shout out to Rogue Toys.
Right. Shout out to Rogue Toys. I forget where James T. Scoop lives.
I don't know.
It's like an obscure toy store near them.
Rogue Toys has a big online presence. You can go and shop online with them.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
And all right. I would check Big Bad Toy Store. Matter of fact, I'll do a cursory look right now.
All right.
Okay.
Online.
While Paul checks the toy store, we're going to do a little more scoop mail.
Message for you, son.
Oh, we got an email here from Rob Geiger. Paul. Oh, this one's going out to you, Paul. Hello, Churn. Holy fuck. I was just listening to episode 1057 and heard Paul finally admit that digital media is far superior to physical media.
He did no such thing.
When he mentioned that he was able to start up his new Xbox and access all his previously purchased digital games. Thank God that Paul has finally recognized how inferior physical media is. Before you try to respond and defend yourself, Paul, I want you to tell everyone how often you would watch your VH copies of One Blew Into the Cuckoo's Breast or Lawrence of Arabia. Answer, never, because physical media eventually sucks as technology advances. Instead, you use digital media like everyone else born after 1970. Thank you for finally admitting that you've been lying all this time. That's Scooperintendent, or should I say, the real Scoop Baby, 6969.
Well, Scooperintendent / the real Scoop Baby, I'm sorry to say that your point has been unmade in this very week. Because, as a matter of fact, PlayStation, via HBO Max and Warner Brothers, has just announced that a lot of digital media that people bought and or rented from them, the licenses are being revoked. So people are just straight up losing digital content that they paid money for on their PlayStation. Because
that platform is not able to host it anymore.
They're not letting them host it anymore. So Sony is just straight up decommissioning a fuck ton of stuff that people bought or rented. And you just can't access it.
It's is there something gone. That they can do to make that right? Because I feel like just doing a full-on refund to those people is not fair to Sony in that instance. So is there something that Sony can do to make that right to,
no,
to these customers?
No, there's not. It's right just, because this is the thing. If you look at your digital media agreements when you purchase media digitally, those are not. It's basically a rental. At the end of the day, you don't own anything.
It could
anything.
Be a long-term rental, but yeah, it's...
Precisely.
It's just a rental. Yeah.
And while I'm very grateful that when I turned on my Xbox, a lot of stuff came through, I'm also here to tell you that a ton of shit didn't come through. I can't get my Simpsons arcade game on my new Xbox because that license expired. Can't get my Turtles arcade game because that license expired. Can't get Marvel vs. Capcom 2 because that license expired. These are all games that I bought and can actually play on my 360 still because they're downloaded to a hard drive connected to that 360. Heaven forfend, something goes wrong with those hard drives. But ultimately, digital media is just renting, and nothing lasts forever. But you know, ostensibly, CDs and DVDs are digital in a way; they're physical, but it's digital product. You know, and everything's going to degrade and burn up in the sun. But it's
the thing. None of it's going to last forever.
None of it's going to last forever. But it's a little more, and I think even Disney is finding this out, like with Mandalorian and some of their other Star Wars product.
Mm-hmm.
They're finding out that there is a demand for physical editions of these movies and TV shows that they were just streaming. And because people just want to have that thing in their hand or on their shelf that they can look at, even if they're not going to watch it over and over again, they just want to see it and have some ownership in it. You know,
I wonder how big that demand that actually is. Because I mean, you're certainly
it's
right.
Big enough,
exists.
Matt or Jake, it's big enough that they are producing physical versions of Mandalorian.
I believe it's significant.
That's what I mean.
I'm not making a joke about it. I think it is a significant demand. I'm just wondering.
It's not what it used to be. It ain't what it used to be. But it ain't what it used to be also because they just haven't been pushing it. It's weird. Right. It's a weird time right now. Like WWE just announced they're getting out of physical media. Like you're not going to be able to buy wrestling DVDs anymore. And I've got a fuck ton of wrestling DVDs. And because they put them on clearance through Walmart like a decade ago when they started to do their network. And their thinking, I guess, was like, we're never going to need this anymore or whatever. And I mean, so I like for like $3 to $5, I bought most of my wrestling DVDs on super cheap. And now some of that stuff you just can't.
Laserdisc.
You can't get it anymore. Hey, there's, you know, there are fetishists who still create.
I think they're just behind, right?
Yeah.
Because this is what happened. I think they're just behind. I think this is because we figured this out with vinyl. Right?
Right.
It's that, like, becoming boutique. Exactly right.
Yeah,
it's becoming
so
boutique.
So you just put a little effort into making it like an actual gift. Yep. There's a huge market for it.
Absolutely.
And, I mean, and like with vinyl, there's a giant market for the collections, or like here's a special edition release that's you know, vinyl only.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all those types of things. I'm a sucker for them.
I'm still really sad that I got rid of all my CDs when I moved. I lost so much.
CDs nuts.
I did.
Got him.
Now,
got him. Stay down, Mattingly.
I copied everything to my hard drive, but still, you know, you miss something when you don't have that physical media. There's just something intrinsic about it. And again, it's more of a like a fan thing. And if I had an actual physical copy of Marvel versus Capcom 2, which I used to have a physical copy for my Dreamcast, which is valuable, but that disc is going for hundreds of dollars, the old Xbox 360 disc.
This is why I'm selling collectible clay dioramas of different Strokes episodes.
Smart.
I feel like people don't have enough physical media.
There's a market for
it. Fans of Gary Coleman.
There's a market for it.
We don't have enough clay dioramas.
Yeah.
I think there's a happy medium, and I don't know why this hasn't been done yet, but I think there should be action figures / statues of these properties that people love, or whatever kind of collectible you want to make it, that include a hard drive loaded with the media. And that way you've got it in a physical form. The White Stripes did this years ago with one of their albums. They did one of their last albums was actually on a thumb drive that you could buy, and it was a collectible, interesting little thumb drive that had White Stripes art on it and stuff like that. So you could start making collectible
Magic
thumb
people
drives.
Do this all the time.
Oh yeah,
do they do collectible Magic thumb people. Drives?
Well, you buy the Magic product and something that comes with a thumbnail. Nick Lewin, I'll just shout out a Magic maker. Nick Lewin is a great Magic performer and thinker. When he sells his stuff, you often get the thing that you asked for plus a thumb drive that just has recorded instructions on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when U2 just puts music on your phone for free, you all bitch about it.
Because it's not on a collectible thumb drive.
If I could turn my phone into the Sphere and it could play in the Sphere in my phone, then I would do that.
It's good stuff.
So, I mean, you have a point, and believe me, ease of access is one thing. I buy a lot more digital games than I ever did at this point because it is easier and cheaper. That's just a fact of it. And I'm lazy. I turn on my system. I like to just be sitting there and go, oh, I don't want to play this now. Boop, 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 boop. I'm playing this instead of getting up and changing a cartridge a lot of time. But I will still buy cartridges for games that I think are going to be down the road very desirable, like the Turtles collection and stuff like that.
Things went from like DVDs, you know, cassettes, records, 8-tracks. You know, like, people have bought things multiple times to have the same thing in the format they want. And so
I have multiple games over multiple systems that I have purchased several times because at a certain point, like, oh, I love that game. Oh, it's $2 now online. I will spend $2 more, which arcade boy me, I'm like, I would have spent that playing Dragon's Lair 4 times back in 1984.
Right.
I can spend
and
that.
Like when I made my Different Strokes dioramas, it's only because I bought so many Facts of Life dioramas for
right,
the collector.
Right. Yes.
So the 2D collection.
Well, the Coleman precious memories really went through the roof.
Yeah, we don't. I don't see enough ads for commemorative plates anymore. Why don't we have any more commemorative plates?
Commemorative Play-Dohs. Commemorative Dana Play-Dohs. That's what they
like the Franklin Mint.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The Willis
Franklin Mint.
The Willis Mint and
different
the commemorative
plate.
Decorative Play-Dohs from the Willis Mint. What
I
you talking about, Time Life
guy
Ghost?
I'm talking about. First
Gary
person
Coleman.
Shooter game, super popular.
What?
Halo.
Halo, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yes.
My Halo plates.
Yeah.
Oh, that's something I got rid of during my big game purge, is my little Halo helmet with all my Halo games. But now I've since got all my Halo games again on the Xbox X because they sold them back to me for $10 for all of them.
There you go.
Now I own them again digitally. But I wouldn't have had to spend that if I'd have held on to all those discs.
The last video game that I played that I really enjoyed was Halo. It was the original Halo gig that I worked. We had a pair of TVs set up. I think I've talked about this before.
That was a heady
back
day.
Back to back. Yep. Yeah, and it was like eight of us would play Halo against each other.
Yep.
And it was just great.
Those were big times, man. Yep.
People love that game.
Good times. Yeah. I'd say it was not going to be good times. The whooping you're about to get on Jock versus Nerd.
Oh, man.
Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is...
of motivational posters with penises on them. We got a scooperty coming at us today from Trivial Per Scoop. The categories are pen or teller, Matt, Paul, or Jacob, 2023 in film, or SJ, Sarah, or Anne. Matt, you're up first.
I'll do SJ, Sarah, or Anne for 400.
This Canadian TV series from 2017 retold a classic children's novel by author Lucy Maud Montgomery, theme song by The Tragically Hip.
Does it have nothing to do with the category?
I don't know.
This Canadian TV series?
Canadian TV series from 2017 retold a classic children's novel by author Lucy Maud Montgomery. Theme song by The Tragically Hip.
Well, I guess maybe the name of the show is one of the three names.
Maybe.
I'll pass.
It passes to me. I pass too. Paul?
What's this called? It's called Three Names?
The category is SJ, Sarah, or Ann.
Oh. So this is one of Ann's favorite, which is The Blue Castle.
Okay. You go to Blue Castle? Is that your answer? Okay. Anne with an E, or its Canadian title, Anne.
Oh, it's Anne of Green Gables. That's what it is.
Okay.
Anne with an E was a retelling of Anne of Green Gables.
Oh, I see. Oh, so the show is called Anne with an E. Okay. Yes. Caught up.
Which is how my wife's name is spelled.
Yes, agreed. Let's see. I'll try Pen or Teller for 400. This Pen or Teller was a Hungarian-American theoretical physicist who is considered the father of the hydrogen bomb and kind of a villain in the movie Oppenheimer.
Actor Miles Teller.
Oh, is that your hint?
No, that's just the wrong answer.
Oh, who's the guy? I think this is Penn, but I can't think of the name. I have to pass to Paul.
Oh, pass.
Matt,
well, I hated that movie.
Oh, I liked it. Oh, it just says Teller.
Oh,
all right.
Paul,
I guess you're
killing it so far, guys.
Yeah. You can just answer Penn or Teller.
You understand the questions?
I guess so.
I will try Penn or Teller for 800.
Let's see. This Pen or Teller was the name of an old-timey automobile, raw car, produced from 1910 to 1912 in Pittsburgh.
It's got to be the Pen, the Pennsylvanian.
All right. Yeah, Pen, absolutely.
There you go.
Matt.
Pen or Teller, now that we understand this category, let's roll with
Daily
it.
Daily Double.
Hey.
I will bet all of it, Jacob, all of the value.
Here it goes.
This Pen or Teller has more famous brothers, but he had a couple of hit songs in 1989 with No Myth and This and That.
Well, this isn't Penn or Teller.
It is.
Oh, just it's a guy named Penn or a guy named Teller?
His last name is Penn or Teller. Which is it?
Got it. Okay. All right, I got a 50-50 chance here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say the last name is Teller.
Okay.
You're going to be wrong.
Penn, no bonus points for first name Michael. And no points for an answer Teller.
Yep. Sean Penn's brother. You don't remember those songs?
No. Not at all.
You guys are too young.
Okay.
At heart,
No Myth is a classic.
Yeah. I'm going to try Matt Paul or Jacob for 400. Either Matt Paul or Jacob experienced a vision of a staircase or ladder reaching into heaven with angels going up and down it. Well, Matt and Paul both like angels going down on them, but I'm going to say Jacob.
Jacob's ladder.
Yes, Jacob's ladder.
All right.
Jacob's ladder. I will close out Penn or Teller, please.
This Penn or Teller was a dinner plate-shaped anti-tank mine used in World War II by the Germans.
Ooh. I think it's got to be a Teller.
A Teller is correct. Apparently, it's German for plate.
Teller.
All right.
Dana Teller. Right.
What are the scores, Jacob?
Let's see. Paul has 2,400 after that correct answer. I have 400, and you have negative 1,200.
It's anyone's game.
Anyone's game.
Cat's game. There's still a daily double out there.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. What's the third category, Jacob?
2023 in film.
Let's do 2023 in film.
All right. Owen Wilson starred in this widely panned comedy about a Bob Ross-style artist hosting a TV show for Vermont Public Television.
Oh, I forget the name of this thing. Is it Pretty Little Trees?
I don't know.
That's I remember a good seeing guess.
One ad for this. I don't remember what it was. You want to go Pretty Little guess. Trees?
Yeah, let's go with Pretty Little Trees.
All right. Paint.
No. Burr. See, they should have called it that. It would have been a hit.
Yeah, agreed.
You're right, Matt.
It's me. I'll stick with Jacob, or Matt Paul and Jacob for 800. Either Matt Paul or Jacob was played by Harry Dean Stanton in the film The Last Temptation of Christ, falsely preaching about the death of Jesus years after he was rescued from the cross by a mysterious angel. I think that was one of the first X-rated films, too.
Ooh.
The Last Temptation of Christ. Yeah.
Yes.
So
was that St. Matthew or St. Paul or St. Jacob?
St. Jacob.
Wait, is this... Oh, okay. I see. Okay, so.
I think it was Jacob of the Jacobies, right?
Oh, what?
Or Paul of the Paulabies?
I was going to say Jacob. I was going to take Jacob off the list because Jacob, and the biblical Jacob, I thought lived a long time before Jesus did. I didn't think they were close to each other.
No, I think he was years after. I don't know. Maybe you're right. Well, let's see.
I thought Jacob. No, Jacob's Old Testament.
St. Paul wouldn't have preached.
Yeah, I'm going Matthew. We're going Matthew on this one. Nope, it's Paul.
It was me.
Yeah.
Huh. Fucking weird.
Paul, it's your turn.
I'll try SJ Sarah or Ann.
All right. Daily Double.
Oh no, this is it for me.
2,400 now.
Good night.
This was the title of three different songs by Starship, Fleetwood Mac, and Bob Dylan.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's got to be Sarah. It's got to be Sarah.
Sarah. It's Sarah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no SJ songs.
I only know it because of
Dylan.
Of Starship.
No, oh, really?
That's hilarious. I should know. I'd be proud if I knew it from Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, I do know the Starship song.
Yeah.
Storms are brewing in your eyes.
Yeah.
Matt, you're up.
Fuck me, man.
Yeah,
I'm really
now you
a
and
lot
I are actually
points.
Fucked. There are still three $2,000 questions left.
I will do SJ, Sarah, and Ann for $2,000.
Anybody's game.
This is the ninth largest island in the Mediterranean Sea and is known for its Colossus, one of the seven wonders of the world.
Ah.
Island of Sarah?
I get it.
This is a last name question.
Yeah. Think last
name. The Colossus of
Sarah.
McFeeters.
The Colossus of McFeeters.
Come on.
Look at the McFeeters on that statue.
The Colossus of Lowe.
Nope. One more.
Why am I blanking on your wife's last name?
I don't know.
Well, if you knew the Colossus of...
Yeah.
Either one would get you the points.
If you were an avid video game head, you would have fought this thing.
I'm just upset about how damn God of War down I am in this game that I'm having the biggest brain fart of my life.
Uh-huh.
Rhodes.
I mean, it's not, there you go. I was like,
Jesus
it's not like
fucking Christ.
It's the name that she goes by.
I know.
Yes, that was correct.
It's called cosmic dissonance, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
So then you have, I was having like a
cognitive
triple
dissonance.
Like,
it
do
happens.
Do you really don't know this? And it was like, holy shit, Donnelly. It was like this like triple cloud of like
right.
not letting my brain function.
It happens.
Let's see. I'll close
I gotta
out.
I get a vitamin B12 shot in my ass. <after this.
laughs> I'll close out SJ Sarah or Anthem 1200. This hit single by the 90s alternative rock band Cracker prompted their lead singer to post an essay on royalties in the music industry entitled "My Song Got Played on Pandora 1 Million Times and All I Got Was $16.89, Less Than What I Made from a Single T-Shirt." Let's see. Hit single...
They only had the one hit single, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know. I can't think of any hit single that's Ann, SJ, or Sarah. I guess I'll pass. I'll pass to Paul. What is it, Paul?
It's Low.
Oh, okay.
Being
low
you,
is
girl,
correct.
Like being low. Hey, like being stone.
I literally was like, oh, by the way, I was caught in the, with the thing with like, I was like, oh, SJ could be like San Juan. Like, I was trying to think of like breaking up the S and the J
San
to like different
Juan,
islands.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
The Colossus of San Juan.
Yep.
Which is going to be the name of my movie.
Right.
Written by a fucking idiot.
Paul, expand your lead on Matt and I. What do you want?
I'll go with the 2023 in film.
All right. This horror movie was an adaptation of one of the video games made to frighten Matt's kids.
That would be Five Nights at Freddy's.
Got to be Five Nights at Freddy's. Absolutely. Matt.
Let's see.
We're fighting for second place here.
I'll do Matt, Paul, or Jacob for 2000.
All right. Either Matt, Paul, or Jacob was martyred after asking the king of Ethiopia if he could marry the king's daughter, who happened to be a nun.
Well, that'll get you killed every time.
Yeah.
I am thankful I don't know any of this bullshit history, not truth, garbage shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Pass.
Like, I know a lot of this stuff, but this is some stuff.
That passes
like,
to
what
me.
The fuck?
I think it's Jacob. I think it's Jacob. Nope, it's Matt.
Yep, there you go.
It seemed like such a Jacob thing to do.
Even if you believe in any of that shit, there's no way those were their names.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
That's what's
see,
crazy.
It's me. I'll try Matt, Paul, or Jacob for 1200. Either Matt, Paul, or Jacob married his first cousins, Rachel and Leah, when he was 84 years old and had 12 children. His name is Hebrew for leg puller. That is Jacob. Yep.
That's where the Jacobies come from.
Paul, you're up. You want 2023 in film for 1200 or 2000?
Well, you know what? I'm going to risk it all, Wink, and I'm going to go for 2000.
That's not all of it, but sure. This kid-friendly movie sequel. This kid-friendly movie sequel was based on a comedy sketch and released 26 years after the first film.
Oh. Kid-friendly movie sequel that came out this year.
Yeah.
On a comedy sketch.
Oh, I know it. I think. I'm pretty sure I know it.
Is there another 8 Crazy Nights?
No. No, they didn't make 9 Crazy Nights.
Oh.
Yeah,
I'll have to pass. I don't know.
Okay, Matt.
I feel like I'm going to know this when I hear it.
I think it came out recently. If it's what I'm thinking of, it came out recently.
I'm just trying to think of the movies I've seen with my kids recently.
I bet you didn't see it.
Pass.
I think it's Good Burger 2.
You're right.
Yeah, Good Burger 2.
You're right.
Good pull.
Good pull, dude.
Matt, you're up. You're closing out the category and the game. 2023 in film for 1200 for second place.
Oh, it's so exciting.
This was a comedy / drama about that other smartphone that no one uses anymore.
They
made a BlackBerry movie?
I think there was a BlackBerry movie, but I don't remember what it's called. It might be Blackberry the movie, but I already missed on a film guess, so I'm going to pass.
That passes to me. I have no idea. Paul, do you know this one?
That was this year?
I guess.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Let's see here. Oh, just got Blackberry.
It was Blackberry. You got it right.
I purposely couched myself
from
the abuse that I would get from that, saying it probably is just called Blackberry.
That is the game. Paul wins with a narrow margin. He has 6,800 points over me in second place with 800 points. So, Paul, you squeaked that one out. Matt's in third place with 400 points because he couldn't pull the trigger on Blackberry.
Yeah. It's tough.
And that's from Trivial Per Scoop. Thank you so much, Trivial Per Scoop.
Very well written. Nice variety scoopity that I just didn't know jack shit about.
That's it.
I'm a dummy. You're a good person. Thank you for helping the show.
That was a good one.
Head over to HeyScoops.com. Make us a scooperty. Make us a Price is Scrite Jock versus Nerd. There's also a new game there that I don't know how it works yet, but we'll see. It's just called the Obelisk game or something like that.
Yeah, Hojack has been working on a new format for us.
Yeah, so there's a brand new format game at HeyScoops.com.
Hojack's been down to come up with a new game for the end of our show for a while.
Nice.
So they finally pulled the trigger on Obelisk. I'm excited to see what it is.
Yeah, so go over, check that out. Make some new games to play, and we'll play them right here on the show. You can also head over to HeyScoops.com, send us some scoop mail, and you can, what's the other thing I'm thinking of? Oh, the audio scoop mail. You can send the scoop mail and audio scoop mail.
Pull over on the side of the road and just blather it away into the phone.
Do it. We'll play it here. It'll be part of the show.
We really appreciate it so much. I want to thank Penn Jillette for creating this podcast.
Thanks, Ben.
I also want to thank the following people who support us over on Patreon. I will read their names right now. These people all remember other people's wives' last names. Signature Curl Scoop, the Microscoop.
You've known me.
Exactly. And I was like, it's in my phone.
Yeah.
If I just pull up the name. Unbanned Scoop, One Small Scoop for Man, A Scoop of Root Canal, Aaron Boyd, Adam Goff, Adam Kubiak, Adam Stickney, AJB, Akshay Mysore, A La Scoop 6666, All-Star Scoop, Amara Scott Scoop, and Anais Thomasian.
The following people are constantly giving the That's Italian hand signal while talking to their friends and family. Bart Vonk, Base Camp Scoops, Bassy the Portuguese Scoop, Bearded Scoop 3, Bear Scoop, BJ Joyer, Belgian Triple Scoop, Ben Gao, Ben Smith, Ben Sherman Scoop, Beetle Scoop, Big Sexy the Digital Nomad, Blue Line Scoop, B.O.B., Bobby Becerra, Brad Martin, Brad McCloskey, and Brendan Light.
The following people all stuck around for the surprise Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus after the terrible Raiders game. Andrea Anderson, Andrea Ivins, Andrew J. Hughes, Andrew January, Andrew Koenig, Andrew Osachuk, Angela Chan, Ant Foods, Anton Jernberg, Apple Scoop, Avon Zarlez, AWOL Scoop, and Bad Pirate Scoop.
The following individuals are determined to right the wrong that is Godzilla 98. Brendan Allen, Brett Cocker, Brian Maddox, a.k.a. Anarcho Scoop, Brian Richard, Brendan Light, Brian Terrell, Brogan Hastings, Brooks Lyle, Brian Gregston, Brian McLeod, Brian Traves, Buster Kamikaze, and C. Wick.
And the following scoops are all going to start at quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers for the rest of the season. That is Cameron Hall, Canadian Scoop Crystal, Captain James T. Scoop, Cargo Van Killer, Carolyn Albert, Charles Eaton, Charles Giuseppe, Charlie Thompson, Chelsea Farr, Chris Ellis, Chris Fisher, Chris Jackson, Chris Jorg, Chris K., Chris Melancon, Christine Elsesser, Christine Starr, Christopher Hayworth, Christopher Huff, Christy Salinas, Chronicler Scoop, CJ Magnata, Clayton Shoney, Clown in a Brothel, Coach Rat Bastard, Coconut Time Travel, Colleen Scoopalicky Boom Boom Down, Cone Photo Rescooptor, Corianne Ichimura, Corny Scoop, and Counselor Matt. Thank you all so much. We love you all.
Thank you all so much. And hey, if there is another Foolish taping and you want VIP tickets, you know a guy, okay?
Yeah.
Tommy DeVito over here.
That's right.
It's a lot less waiting. In lines. That's the only drag of being a studio audience member, waiting in the long line before they let you into the studio. And so that's the good part about the VIP experience.
Nice.
For sure. And you get to see Paul Mattingly do warm up at close range.
Dangerous experience. Close. Dangerous.
Thank you all for listening. Make sure you make plans to come out to Scoop Fest. Make Absolutely. It happen. May 9th, 10th, and 11th. Join us over for Scoop Fest. We're planning 3 awesome nights and 2 awesome days of events.
Absolutely.
We're really going to have a lot of blast this year. And there's going to be so many fantastic listeners there for you to hang out with and make friends with.
No, I will be there too, but more importantly, other listeners will be there.
We're not the stars
of
the
awesome.
Show.
And it's awesome. That's just true. At Scoop Fest, we are not the stars.
The Scoop's like hanging out with each other. And
we are the facilitators, end of list.
That's it. That's it. We're Gatsby.
Yeah.
We're just opening up the house.
Come on in. We sold a few more Scoop Fest tickets this week.
Yes.
So, yeah, head over to heyscoops.com or just scoopfest.com, right?
Yeah.
They just go to scoopfest.com and buy your tickets for Scoop Fest. It's always great. It's yeah. just mm-hmm. it just is. I don't know how else to tell you that it's awesome and you should come.
Yeah. You will see awesome entertainment, live podcasts, yep. trivia battles, Mouthfinger Butthole Tournament, Jock versus Nerdball. It's all there for the taking and the
all the stuff.
Of
the
it's just fun. A great excuse to go to Vegas, man. Like you yeah. get Vegas. You get to be in
and
Vegas.
And there's Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plan your trip a little Vegas. Early or later.
Yeah.
Make sure you're hanging before or after Scoop Fest to take in some Vegas. And the
Are you
Orleans
a strip club
is such
guy?
A cool
Vegas has strip clubs.
They do. Orleans is such a cool hang because it's Vegas, but it's off strip, so you're not inundated with the craziness that can be the strip sometimes. You've got McMullen's right across the street.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh. Well, we end up there every night.
Oh yeah. And it's strip adjacent. It's right there. It's right next to the
oh,
strip.
Oh, it's super
so
close.
So it's easy to go to the strip.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Now, it's all the things you want to come to Scoop Fest. Just trust us on this.
Yeah.
Scoopfest.com.
Good, good time.
Go over there. Get your tickets to Scoop Fest. If you're a patron, you get a discount to Scoop Fest. You get a discount code to Scoop Fest. So, yeah, be a patron. Come to Scoop Fest.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We love you, and we'll see you soon.
We'll see you soon.
Rodeo has extended to like 2035 or something.
Yeah, they like it here.
Yeah. I've really enjoyed the rodeo this time around.
I've never gone.
Yeah. I haven't gone to the rodeo.
Well, they're in town.
But the people are in town. All the rodeo folks are in town. It's been great. We're preaching fun.